And now, let's get your takeaway weather update for the tri-state area.
Oklahoma City has seen the drought increase from a moderate to a severe drought. Last week, 64% of the state was experiencing a severe drought or greater. But within the last week, that number has now increased to 99.9%.
For Nebraska, you'll notice there's a lot of reds painted here and across the western part of the state, indicating that we're seeing D3 category or what we would call extreme drought, which indicates at least a primary loss of 50% of the agricultural crops.
Roughly 40% of the corn and soybean crop in Wisconsin is considered to be in poor or very poor condition.
Seriously, the tri-states in this case are Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, and we could add Iowa to that.
Any soil that has been compacted by in the spring when it was wetter, it's turning brown. And then any spot in the field that's on any kind of sandy area, it's gone completely. And then everything else is showing the signs of dying prematurely.
That's Iowa farmer George Naylor speaking with the program yesterday. The encroaching disaster called the drought of 2012 may end up being the Katrina weather event of this decade, a wide-scale disaster, but without the kinds of casualties of tornadoes and hurricanes. The USDA has designated over 1,500 counties in 32 states as official disaster areas. And as the water levels drop in the affected communities, anxiety, like the temperatures, head upward. Michael Cross is a reporter for our affiliate KOSU in Stillwater, Oklahoma, right? Dead center in the drought zone. Michael, welcome to the program.
Good to be here, John.
What's your weather forecast to begin with?
Well, today we're looking at temperatures between 111 to 113 in the central Oklahoma area. It could be even worse in the northeast Oklahoma around Tulsa. It depends on where you are, but throughout the state, it's easily between 107 to 115. We've been breaking records daily this week.
And the middle of the night, what's the temperature typically?
Well, at midnight, 100.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, in the morning, which is, of course, when the low temperature actually happens, it's in the low 80s. So the normal cool down that you would get by the end of the night, it's cooling down, it gets into the 70s or 60s, that's not happening either. So for these people who maybe don't have very good working air conditioning, it's really taking their toll because you don't have that overnight cooling that you would normally have.
Talking with Michael Cross, a reporter for our affiliate KOSU in Stillwater, Oklahoma. All right, so take me on a tour. And if we're driving in your car, let's definitely keep the air conditioning on. Take me around Stillwater or places in Oklahoma and give me a sense of the anxiety, the feeling of there's no escape from this drought among people on the street.
I think the biggest thing is that you are having people who are they're getting stressed out on the roads. There's so much heat, even though you're in an air-conditioned car. The air conditioning at times, when you've got 113 degrees, which is what they expect it to be today, that the air conditioning can only do so much. And you've got all this heat outside, plus you have the fear of we have people whose cars are falling apart. Their fuel gauges are breaking because they're not keeping their gas in their car. There's a lot of stress that your car might not even make it because it's just so hot here. And then there's the stress of when it starts to get hot in Oklahoma, we're no strangers to heat in Oklahoma. We warn people, wear loose clothing, drink lots of fluids, take lots of breaks. Now it's become just don't go outside. Just don't leave because it's just easier if you can stay home or if you can stay in your office, do so, which gives you kind of this cabin fever sort of thing. Instead of the being snowed in, you just can't leave because of the heat. So you get pent up and you've got to get out.
Now, I've spent some time in Baghdad or Saudi Arabia, which is the only thing that comes close to this sort of thing. But, you know, in Oklahoma City or Stillwater, what's it feel like when you just open the door and step into that?
It's a wave of heat that you don't expect because you've been in an air-conditioned space, especially if you've been there, for example, working in an office all day long, and you've got the temperature set at upper 60s, you know, lower 70s. You've got a nice, cool room temperature going, and then you walk outside, and it hits you hard. It's difficult to breathe. I think it's much worse. I actually think it's much worse later on, which we might have later on in August if it gets more humid. It feels like it's breathing underwater. Right now, there's no humidity, But the problem with that is we've got low humidity and high winds, which means we are sitting under serious fire danger.
What's the social cost here? How does that anxiety play out in commercial transactions, in something like in road rage, maybe domestic disturbances, the crime rate? What are the police doing?
Well, the crime rate, it does have a possibility of going up. There are some studies that say that domestic violence can tend to go up during this time period. As far as road rage, we haven't seen as much of it, but we have heard rumors of people starting fights in Walmarts, whether or not that's confirmed or not. But we're hearing that people are just getting irritable because you can't do anything about it. And there's a feeling that you just want to, again, you want to stay home, but you also don't want to. Now, commercially, I talked to the state treasurer yesterday, talk about Oklahoma really depends on its sales tax to pay its bills. And he doesn't expect there to be any problems with the state with the sales tax because of the heat. We expect people still going out and shopping. Sometimes going to the mall is a way to escape, and you can stay inside the mall. Some of your larger strip malls where it's outside might see a little bit more fewer customers, but we do have the malls here that will still probably see quite a few customers.
I imagine you might see people, you know, taking their laptops into the movie theater to stay cool and to get some work done. We're talking with Michael Cross, who's the State Capitol Bureau Chief for KOSU in Oklahoma. He's calling us. You're in Edmond right now, right?
Correct. Yep. Which is a little north of Oklahoma City.
Little north of Oklahoma City. Now the big industry in Oklahoma, remind us.
Energy and farms.
So
energy and agriculture.
The farmers are hurting, and you hear that every day on the news. What's the debate or the discussion or the, you know, coffee table conversation about what's causing this?
Well, that's remember, it's energy and agriculture. We are strong about, yes, it'd be easy to say, well, it's warmed up and this is a part of global warming. This is climate change. But it's really hard to bring up that debate in a state where we depend so highly on oil and gas, because it feels like if you start to talk about any kind of climate change, then you are attacking the energy industry. And that is just as important, if possibly not even more important, than agriculture. A lot of people depend on agriculture in the state, but it's oil and gas that brings in the dollars. And what has really grown Oklahoma City, especially since the early 80s.
And, of course, there's no scientist that suggests, okay, if everyone in Oklahoma stayed home and didn't use any fossil fuels, that the drought would end. I mean, that's absurd. It doesn't work that way. But I'm just wondering what statewide politicians are saying about this drought and plans that states like Oklahoma would have to make in the future if this is going to become a regular occurrence. Anything? Are you hearing a peep out of them?
Yeah, well, this governor has declared a state of emergency for all 77 counties in Oklahoma just to prepare for anything that counties need to buy. It allows them to get some extra loans and grants to be able to buy any equipment they need. But to tell you the truth, Oklahoma has been very very conservative as far as conservation efforts since the Dust Bowl of the 30s. I think that Oklahoma learned its lesson. Now, there's no way to avoid a drought like this. It's still going to hurt. It's still going to be difficult. There is still grass that is not growing. There is hard. The ground itself is hard as a rock. There's no way to avoid that. But there have been efforts since the 30s because of the Dust Bowl, because of the mistakes that were made back then, to make conservation efforts and to keep the farmers in business. You know,
the conservation efforts you're talking about are soil conservation, keeping the soil
correct.
On
and
the ground.
Water and making sure to protect our water, protect the land itself. You're still going to have a drought. It's still bad. But it's conceivable that it's not quite as bad, even though the temperatures are almost as bad as they were during the 30s. The situation itself, what is the result of it, the effect of this, is not going. They should not be as bad as it was during the Dust Bowl.
Well, Michael Cross, I'd say have a great weekend and spend some time outside, except here in Oklahoma, and maybe inside is a better idea.
Swimming is not even fun. You can't even go outside and swim.
Michael Cross, State Capitol Bureau Chief for KOSU in Oklahoma, talking about the psychology of the drought of 2012. Thanks so much, Michael.
You're welcome, John.